Thank you, Mr. President. And my delegation wishes to deliver a statement on Protocol 5 itself and not specifically national reporting, which we would also cover in our statement. Mr. President, I congratulate you on your election as the president of the meetings of CCW Protocol 5 this year. We are confident of reaching substantive outcomes under your able leadership. I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support. We also appreciate the support provided by the Secretariat. Mr. President, although no explosive remnants of war exist in Pakistan, we remain fully committed to fulfilling our obligations under Protocol 5. We have actively participated in all meetings of Protocol 5 since our accession and have regularly submitted our national annual reports, including for this year. The standard operating procedures followed by our armed forces include Protocol 5 compliant procedures for clearance, removal, and destruction of ERW. Similarly, the procedures for recording and marking of all types of mines and explosives are in place. We have devised specific procedures for storage and destruction of ammunition in line with our obligations under Protocol 5. Mr. President, Pakistan has elaborate operating procedures for managing munition stocks. These include an efficient system of forecasting, planning, marking, and packaging, as well as a systematic and institutionalized system of record keeping covering the entire life cycle of ammunition. The procedures also include taking maximum precautions in marking, fencing, and monitoring explosive ordnance at military installations and bases. The steps taken by our armed forces ensure that we are well prepared to meet any challenges posed by ERW in accordance with provisions of Protocol 5, including preparation of contingency plans. Mr. President, in addition to fulfilling its obligations under Protocol 5, Pakistan has also been participating actively in demining efforts in various parts of the world. Under the UN umbrella, our army has also provided technical assistance in clearance of ERW from Liberia, Darfur region of Sudan, and Ivory Coast in the past. I would like to take this opportunity to reaffirm that Pakistan stands ready to assist other states, both in clearance of ERW as well as in the area of victim assistance in accordance with Article 8 of the Protocol. Mr. President, in conclusion, we renew our pledge to continue complying with our obligations and cooperating with other state parties for successful implementation of Protocol 5. We are confident that full implementation of this protocol would help reduce the suffering resulting from explosive remnants of war and unexploded ordnance. I thank you, Mr. President.